Oh, good, bro.
On the corner of a steep San Francisco street, 23-year-old John Campbell catches up with an old friend.
Exactly, bro.
The two then make their way to a nearby bar called Taupe. And as they walk in, a camera bolted to the ceiling subtly scans their faces. They don't notice, so I point it out.
Right above you.
I see.
Oh, yeah.
What they also didn't know is that the camera detected that they are both men and in their 20s. The technology is called SceneTap. It's an app that scans the faces of bargoers so that would-be customers can check their smartphones for real-time updates of a bar scene. It doesn't show faces, just percentages of gender ratio and average age. Campbell shrugs his shoulders after I explain to him how it works.
Basically, all it says is, I'm a man. Does it say my age?
About.
All right. No, I don't think it's a big deal.
But for some, it's a huge deal.
It's just a little too creepy for me.
That's Rebecca Jeschke, digital rights analyst of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Sure, SceneTap doesn't collect any video or images, she says, but it still treads a thin line of fascinating and invasive.
You know, the privacy policy is reasonably good, but there are always things that can go wrong, and I don't want to increase the chances that, you know, my personally identifiable information gets spread around.
Andrew Neiman, SceneTap Director of Business Development, shakes his head at the thought of that concern.
The common misconception is that we are some sort of big brother government entity trying to scrape and collect data on everybody that's, you know, walking out in the public domain.
No, he says, the technology is just like an advanced camera that detects features.
In this day and age, the fact of the matter is pretty much any time you leave your house, odds are you're going to be on camera.
Back at the bar, Campbell points out the surveillance cameras he spots around him.
I see that one. I see that one.
Though all this technology doesn't bother Campbell, privacy advocates like Jeschke warn that new gadgets like SceneTap could be the Trojan horses for more intrusive services to come. For the Hearst Foundation, I'm Rima Crace.